let it go. Pops in the kitchen, mama's breaking wishbones. Man walks in with a blue canoe, says I'd like a big bowl of chick-a-booda stew. Chick-a-booda, chick-a-booda. He had a whole lot going on, it couldn't be seen, like the back pages of a magazine. Starts asking about young Mary Lou, said she got him started on chick-a-booda stew. Chick-a-booda, 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 chick-a-booda. I was taken aback, just a little off track. Pop always told me, don't be slack, Jack. Get the man a snack. There's a jar in the back at the bottom of the stack with a lid that's cracked. She had a Vauxhall Beaver, 1963. Said she worked nights at the pharmacy. She looked at me funny, but I already knew. People been talking about a chick-a-booda stew.
Chick-a-booda, 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 chick-a-booda.
Took a long drive down a slow hand road.
Is it safe to park here?
That's what I've been told. Seemed at the time like the right thing to do, so we opened up a jar of chick-a-booda stew.
Chick-a-booda, 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 chick-a-booda.
Now I'm playing with my yo-yo mommy. Haji makes three, watching Johnny Quest on the color TV. The golly, now Goldman's happy, the only one to make it to the USMC. Oh, saw pivot on the pom-pom. Duke's in the case with a smile on his face. Said we need more babe.
Chick-a-booda, 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 chick-a-booda.
That was Chick-a-booda Stew, the title track from the new album by the Durham County Poets. The Durham County Poets are five guys from the Chattahoochee Valley in Quebec who have played in blues bands, gospel groups, Cajun, vaudeville, folk, rock, and country bands. Since coming together as the Durham County Poets, they have developed a sound that is uniquely their own. A collective blend of styles from Dan Hicks to James Taylor, the band to Leon Redbone, they are a melting pot of inspired tunes to enjoy. We caught up with lead singer Kevin Harvey this past week to talk about the new album. It's great to talk to you today, Kevin.
Well, thank you for calling. Good to talk with you, too.
What I'd like to do is to talk about your new album. Now, it's entitled Chickaboodle Stew, and I think that's your second album with the Durham County Poets, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about the band. Tell us how you got together.
Well, we started around the beginning of 2011. We started meeting my friend Neil, one of the guitarists. I've been doing music with him for a while. I used to live out his way, and then I got married and moved about an hour away or 45 minutes away, and I met up with some local guys from this area. So I've been here for now going on 10 years when I got married 10 years ago, and met with these guys. I said, if we can pair these people together, I think we could have a good, a good band. So it seemed to go good because everybody is a bunch of songwriters, you know, and they're kind of all in that same headspace. So we formed the band in 2011 and started writing, and everybody had songs already, and some we collaborated on, some we had our own. So that's how we got together.
You mentioned that there's five members in the band. They all write, and I probably should get you just to talk about who plays what.
Okay. David White is our senior player. He has the most experience, and he is just a writing machine in his own right. He can write a lot of different styles and does great ballads and great blues and rock songs and that kind of style. And Neil Elsmore is the second guitarist. He's the youngest of our fellows. He's a friend that I've been playing gospel and blues with music with for going on 20 years almost now. And he writes very much from a strictly acoustic blues and gospel kind of feel, you know. And then Carl is the bass player. He writes, or I guess arranges, because he's a bass player and he's played in many bands and still does, and plays with a kind of a Montreal guitar blues guy out here called Jimmy James, and he's the bass player for him. And the guy who produced our record is the drummer for Jimmy James. So they come from that strict blues background, and then Jim, he just likes pretty much everything in 70s sound, and I like pretty much everything too. I'm basically a blues guy and a crooner, so I kind of write from that perspective of ballad and life.
So in the preamble to this interview, I was talking about the fact that you have a band that has a broad range of experience. I mean, you played in blues bands, gospel bands, a little bit of Cajun folk, some country in there as well. That obviously, through the different people writing, must create some music that pretty much has something for everyone in it.
Yes, I think in one way it's like it is a little music for everyone, but also at the same time, because sometimes it's, you know, you can get too eclectic where it's just doesn't sort of jar or make sense. And when people ask us what's your inspiration or whatnot, I think it's just basically we've been alive now for most of us some 50-odd years, and it's just the sounds of our childhood, sounds of our influences from our parents, our friends, you know, and so it's still kind of all based in roots, you know. I guess that's what gels it all together.
So tell us a little bit about the album. I'm curious about the title. Why did you come up with Chickaboodle Stew?
That comes only from the mind of a drummer. That's our friend Jim Primel, who's a percussion player. He is a very imaginative fella. He has a welding shop. That's what he does by trade, and he is a recent newcomer to the music scene. So we were looking to add a little bit of percussion, but not full-out drums, to our band, basically. And so he came in. And he's always been into poetry and whatnot and writing, and a smart enough fella. So he came up with this whole concept of Chickaboodle Stew. He's even got the little Chickaboodle characters drawn out and stories of what these characters do. So it's very character-based. And he wrote that, and he originally thought, what about if there's a rap song on there? Well, we could do a lot of things, but I don't think rap. So musically, we collectively came up with the music to that and put his words to that.
So do the Chickaboodle Stu characters? Do they appear in the live show, or will they appear in the live show?
At some point we want to do. What he wants to do is get, you know, little handshakers, like almost like baby shakers, and put a wig on them and some eyes and stuff like that. But we can't seem to find any dollar store shakers. But at some point we will have some kind of characters to hand out, little shakers to hand out to the audience. That was his dream there.
I think we played three tracks from the album so far. The thing I like about it is the variety of styles, and it has a really good time feel to it. When you created the album, was that your intent to have something that, you know, people would put on and be happy to sit with, whether they're, you know, listening at home or taking a drive or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of comments we get there. People say they buy a record and they listen to it. They listen to it in their car and stuff like that, and they listen to it front to back. They did that with our first record, and they seem to, well, we're just starting to release it now, and people that we've sort of tested it on as we were mixing it, doing various mixes with different friends and musicians around. That's what the comment they say. They like to listen to it front to back, sort of like the way you used to listen to a record in the 70s when you went through all that work to pull it out of its sleeve and put it on the turntable, turn it on and fire up the tubes and everything, and so you were going to listen to the whole thing, you know. So in that sense, yes, I guess, it's trying to get people to generally like the whole thing there in that sense.
Yeah, I certainly, when I was listening to it, there was a strong sense, and I don't know if it's because you've got five strong players in the band, but you do tend to think about the band itself. I'm not saying, obviously, we've got Levon Helm and Robbie Robertson and Rick Danko in there, but the thing I love about it is the fact that there is that strong blend of five people that also have their own identity. Is that a fair comparison?
Oh, I think that's a great thing, and they're just a great bunch of guys, you know. We're generally friends, and of course, when we're writing or whatever, or arranging things, everybody has a strong opinion, and they get worked out eventually, usually in quite a peaceful manner. So I'm really, really blessed to have just a bunch of guys that can get along and basically have the same goal, and let the, not so much the writer or the artist, be the dictate what's going to happen, but almost the song itself. Because every song and every style or every feel has a, you know, it sort of tells you how it should be in that sense, you know, to be true to your vision and what the song should be.
Now, am I right in thinking that you've already launched the album in Quebec?
Yes, we did. Well, actually, we had our first Chateauguay Valley launch where we are in Quebec. That was on the 21st. It was just after the folk festival we played at in the afternoon. And we're having our official launch on the island of Montreal this coming Wednesday at the Divan Orange. And that'll be our first proper launch.
And when will we see you in Ontario?
We will be there for sure at Folk Music Ontario in October at the OCFF, or Folk FMO as it's called now. And we're trying to book something in Toronto. The Horseshoe Tavern has sort of offered us a Monday, but we haven't booked anything solid yet. So we're looking maybe sometime in late August and going in Toronto, trying to book something in Kingston or something, you know, one on the way there and one on the way back or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. You have to make sure that it makes sense from a touring point of view.
Yeah.
If people want to get a copy of the album, how can they do that?
Well, right now the easiest thing is iTunes and CD Baby. We're up there on iTunes. If you go to Durham County Poets, you'll see there's Where the River Flows and Chickabooda Stew. And CD Baby is supposed to be getting some hard copies, not a lot, but, or they can contact us on our website, you know, termcountypoets.com, and I'll be happy to send a few. However, if they want the hard copy or whatever works for them, you know.
Well, look, that's great. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. What I'd like you to do is introduce the next song, which will be another song from Chickabooda Stew. What would you like us to play?
If you don't mind, I'd like you to try Lipstick Sky. Hopefully people will enjoy that.
That's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for talking to us today. We're going to listen to a little bit of Durham County Poets and Lipstick Sky from the new album, Chickaboodle Stew. As always, Kevin, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you, Jan, and all the best, and look forward to seeing you at the FMO and in October. Take care.
Lipstick sky coming down tonight. Moon is a cool crimson red. If one strike of a pen to right the wrong, I'd say the words that I never said. There's one thing on my mind, I gotta move ahead, I just gotta move ahead. Move ahead. Body descends. Vision of grace in my hand. My fate was sealed till that very day. Now my eyes shall see 10,000 suns. There's one thing on my mind. Track of a